We're doing Kina 41, Shalu Sufa Ve'esh Lishlom Avinayich. This Kina was actually written with a very difficult history. It was the year 1242. And
Hebrew year or English year?
English year. And in France, 24 cartloads of the Talmud and commentaries were burned publicly in the public streets. Now, the king, Louis the Ninth, and he was a zealot, and that's why he earned the name Saint Louis. His piety had nothing to do with his relationship with the Jews. He made many laws against the Jews, and any Jew that would turn on the Jewish people would get tremendous favors from Louis. And the king himself would attend the baptism of any Jew that would convert. Now, there was a man named Nicholas Danin who was an apostate. He was a Jew who had turned on us. And he had tremendous hatred for the Jews, and he would try to make forced conversions for the Jews. In the cities of Anjou and Poitiers, 500 Jews agreed to be baptized as opposed to being killed, while 3,000 Jews were refusing to be baptized and were actually murdered rather than be baptized. Now, he realized that the only way he could get the Jews to turn on their religion was to get them to stop learning Torah. So he went to Pope Gregory the Ninth, and he, this apostate, this Jew, Nicholas Danin, lay out an accusation against the Talmud that the Talmud has blasphemies against God and Christianity. So the Pope ordered to have the Talmud examined. And they did that. They came in March of 1240 and they confiscated all of the sacred books and they started analyzing that. And then they held a public debate. Rav Yechiel from the city of Paris, the Rebbe of the Rosh, led the debate defending the Talmud. With him was the Maharam of the city of Rutenberg, another Rebbe of the Rosh. And even though they actually were able to defend the Talmud, but the court wasn't interested in hearing truth. It was pretty obvious what their conclusion was, and they decided to burn the Talmud. And so this lamentation is about the burning of the Talmud. And the lamentation turns to the Torah and says, "You cry on our behalf. Look at what we've been through. Look at what you've been through." The Jewish people turn to the Torah and say, "You cry on behalf of your people." Unfortunately, we're out of time, so guys, you're welcome to read it on your own. There's much more to be said about this lamentation if we have time. Maybe after Tisha B'Av, remind me, we'll come back to this. There are very interesting stories around this lamentation, but we're out of time.